What have you got for us today?
Well, today, you know, we always meet the Wednesday after that follows Coffee with a Cop on Tuesday, which is a public meeting where we had that once a month. And so we met yesterday, and I always try to give a follow-up on what we talked about. And we had a full house yesterday. I don't know if it's because they moved rooms on us. Every seat was full yesterday.
Wow.
So that was really nice. And it's usually, you know, citizens that, you know, come in and that are members of the Nick Center. So they come in and they kind of give us, you know, they ask a lot of questions. We updated them on, you know, we just got through Mardi Gras, and we had big crowds.
Wow.
I think it was probably the biggest crowds we've had, you know, that I remember. And it was minimal issues that we had, that we experienced. So we did talk about a little bit about Mardi Gras, and then our upcoming event, Arts and Crafts, letting everyone know that Arts and Crafts will be here. And that's what, the weekend after next?
Yeah.
18th, 19th, and 20th, I believe.
That's actually next weekend.
Is that next weekend? My days are running together. We're still trying to catch up from Mardi Gras.
Yeah. So this weekend is time change.
Correct.
So we lose an hour this weekend, and then next weekend is Arts and Crafts. So
yes.
18th, 19th, and 20th.
And we have the Spring Fever Chase that morning.
Okay, that's where it's a mini triathlon or marathon?
It's a 10K.
10K,
yes.
Okay.
So, and we have all, I mean, it's all hands on deck for us. So, because, you know, obviously public safety is our number one concern. So we have to make sure that all of our streets are closed off, and that we don't have any cars that come in on the runners. So we'll take care of that that morning, and then of course be out and about for Arts and Crafts throughout the weekend. And some of the other things that let me back up just a little bit. The dog parade, we had a lot of concerns about the dog parade. We estimated approximately 20,000 people that attended the dog parade. Every year that becomes more and more popular. Now, I don't know if it's because we didn't have Mardi Gras last year, and maybe people are just, you know, looking to get out and enjoy, and it was beautiful weather on top of that. And but one of the things that we're going to be working on between now and next year, the citywide project, is to try to get that whole area barricaded.
Okay.
You know, right now it's either not barricaded or it has the wire that goes down Fairhope Avenue.
Okay.
And that whole section. So when we received a lot of complaints about that. You know, all the people come into the street and they want to pet the dogs.
Oh.
And
that can panic some dogs. So. I mean, some of them are fine with it and some of them are not. So.
Right. I mean, and that, it, like I said, every year that not only the participants grow, but the crowd grows. And it's when you can't hold people back, it's, you know, it creates a problem. So the only way to eliminate that would be to actually have it barricaded. So that's something that the city has, you know, we've talked about that as a group. In fact, there is an after action meeting today with city employees to discuss things that we can do better next year, you know, where we can make improvements. And that's just one of our suggestions, is to, let's see if we can get more barricades.
Put the barricades up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I was down here for the tail end, no pun intended, of the dog parade, and because I was getting ready to broadcast that evening, and Fairhope was hopping. There must have been, what, 10,000, almost 20,000 people? Do you have any numbers on that? Or?
Now, other than, we just kind of estimated, Sherry puts together, she has this formula, she can look down on our map and kind of get an idea of, you know, and I'm not really sure how it works. I just leave that up to her. But she told me, you know, just the dog parade alone was about 20,000 people. Well, that's at, you know, middle of the day. So, you know, they've been here.
Yeah.
They've eaten lunch. Now they're doing the dog parade. And then you've got the KOERs that follow right behind that.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of people come, they stay, and they're here all day. So I would imagine that the majority of those people were here.
Yeah, I imagine 10, 15 years ago when the parade first started, that they might have 300 or 400 people here. And now if there's 20,000, that's quite a change. So you obviously have to grow and adapt to that.
Absolutely. So, but you're just looking at some of the safety features that we could add to make, you know, make things safer next year. It's a high priority for us. Some of the things, other than talking to that, the things that we had coming up, you know, we went over our stats, and I'll go over the stats. Some of the other things that that we discussed, there are a couple of scams out there right now. Everybody knows it's tax season, mm-hmm. so people are going to be sending text messages, emails. I received a couple yesterday that were saying, hey, you know, your tax documents have been compromised through so and so, and you need to contact the IRS. Well, then they send you a number, and if you call that number, it's not going to be the IRS, it's going to be somebody else mm-hmm. looking to get personal information from you. So we put that information out on our Facebook page and to try to keep our citizens informed of what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, because there's just no end to the number of scams out there.
There's not. And every day they're coming up with something new. And a lot of them are overseas. And our resources to track those back to where they originate it's pretty difficult. You know, we use our federal partners to help us out in a lot of situations.
I was going to ask, do you have federal help for that sort of thing?
We do, but they're also there. I mean, they've got a pretty big workload themselves, so it becomes a little overwhelming at times with all the stuff that's coming in. So the important thing is report that information to us so that we can at least notify our citizens and let them know what's going on. And we try, and that's what we do. We just put it out on Facebook. We try to keep everybody up to date on what to be aware of, what we're experiencing, and just kind of be okay. on the lookout. And don't give your information to anyone.
Don't give your information to anyone.
Yeah.
No. And as we tell our listeners, a lot of times you'll get an email like from Netflix, okay,
yes.
from quote-unquote Netflix. It says, we're canceling your account or your account has been scheduled to be canceled. Mm. You need to reply to this message to keep that from happening. Of course, you click on the link and boom, they've got you. They've got your information and stuff. And as we tell our listeners, if that's the case, think it through. First off, if they say you're account's going to be canceled, it's already canceled.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's not. They're just messing with you. Turn on your TV. If your Netflix is working, then this is obviously bogus. And if you do have a problem, go to the actual Netflix website, mm-hmm. or whether it's Netflix or your bank or whoever. Go to their website. Talk to someone who you know is legitimately that person, not to the email, because the email's bogus. So
right.
there'll be one little letter mm-hmm. changed or something small changed, and that's how they get you. And it's I wish they could just find those people and smack them around a little bit, but that's just me.
Well, it creates a lot of work for our investigators and for our officers who do the reports and then try to investigate. And then it's even it's even more disheartening whenever you've got someone who is actually out money, who's been scammed, who's given them thousands of dollars, mm-hmm. and you can't do anything for them. It's very difficult to solve those cases. Now, a lot of there are a lot of fraudulent cases that we do solve, but those particular ones that are scams like that are very difficult. So we just ask everybody just be aware, don't give your information out, and if they call telling you won the lottery, if you haven't played the lottery, more than likely it's a scam.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So we also talked briefly about the they've been advertising the closing of the street here at Fairhope and Church.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just mentioned that to them. I know that the mayor and some of the other city officials will be addressing that more, probably on the radio or more in depth. But as we go, we're just trying to keep everybody informed as much as possible and just kind of give everybody an idea of what to look for. It's going to be it's a pain, but it's something that's absolutely necessary, and for the infrastructure and what we do now will just make it better for the future. And if we just go and do it now and get it over with and just keep moving on. So that's all we can do. That's all we can do. And just ask everybody to please be patient with us. Be patient with us as a police department. Be patient with us as a city. And that way we can, we can get everything done. So before you know it, it'll be over with. And, we'll be thinking back. You remember, a year ago, what we were going through.
Yeah.
So, so other than that, I did go over the stats with them. And I can do that real quick.
Okay.
And, so we're going over the stats from February. The first group of things that I'll go over are just the reports taken. Now, that doesn't mean there was an arrest on this. These are just the reports that actually came into the station. And some of them are still under investigation. Some have been closed. Some we've made arrest on. So we had 11 harassment, 13 domestic violence, 7 thefts, 7 fraudulent ID thefts. We had 3 criminal mischiefs, 31 drug reports, 5 public intox, 73 failure to appear in court. And again, that I always mention that's warrants, and that's usually a high number. It's always a high number. Disorderly conduct, we had 2. We had 10 DUIs. We had 1 leaving the scene of an accident, 4 trespassing, 4 burglary of a vehicle. We had 1 residential burglary with force, and then we had 1 non-residential burglary with force. We had 2 sex offenses, 2 minor in possession of alcohol, 3 ignition interlock reports, 4 weapons violations, 4 assaults, 5 shoplifting, 1 arson, 1 causing delinquency, child delinquency,
okay.
1 ex-felon registration violation, 1 cruelty to animal, 1 dog at large, 3 theft of vehicle, 3 vehicle thefts, 1 unauthorized use of a vehicle, 5 resisting arrest, 2 interfering with governmental operations, 1 reckless driving, 2 exposure lewd acts, and then 2 for documentation. And those are just something people call in and go, hey, we don't really want, you know, we're not trying to press charges. We just want y'all to be aware of this. And so mm-hmm. we'll document that incident.
Okay.
So the next group will be arrest that we made in February of 22. All right. So we had 17 domestic violence arrests, 32 drug arrests, 5 public intox, 73 failure to appear, 10 DUIs. We had 1 theft, 4 shoplifting, 2 assault, 4 weapon violations, 2 disorderly conduct, 1 lewd act, 6 aggravated stalking, that's the 6 charges are actually 1 case.
Okay.
So we didn't actually have 6 people out there, you know.
Okay.
Committing that act.
I have had an aggravated stalker before, so yeah.
3 non-residential burglaries with force, 1 vehicle burglary, 1 arson. We had 3 fraud arrests, 2 criminal mischief, 1 sex violation, 2 minor with alcohol, 2 minor with alcohol, 6 resisting arrest, 3 interfering with the government operations, 2 harassment, 1 reckless driving, 2 ignition interlock violations, and 1 ex-felon registration violation. So our numbers were slightly down in February. You know, we average around 2,000 calls a month, and we were at 1,795. So 1,795 calls for service. We made 214 reports. We had 112 arrests, and from those arrests, we had 185 charges.
Wow. Okay.
So, like I said, it was down just a little bit, but we're approaching the summer months. You know, before too long, we got spring break coming up for Baldwin County, and we're gonna get prepared for that. But also, and there was something else that's actually happened in the month of March that I do want to bring up, is that we've had a lot of graffiti, and we get graffiti at the parking garage, and
okay.
we've had a lot of vandalism at our bathrooms, our park bathrooms, either with the K1 park, or the latest was the one right there at the guard shack going into North Beach.
Okay.
They did approximately $3,000 worth of damage.
Oh, wow. Breaking fixtures and such?
They actually busted the door down.
Okay.
And those are steel doors, and so
you got to work on those.
Well, you know, and I want people to understand. You know, we have cameras out there, and we have identified all of the people involved in that, and they are being charged, and they will be required to pay restitution.
Okay.
And we are putting more and more cameras in our parks because of this. We had a little bit of vandalism that took place at the K1 Center over the weekend, and we do have cameras out there, and we're in the process of investigating all of those. Whether they're juvenile or adults, they are going to be prosecuted.
Okay.
So that's important for people to know. We don't put, you know, we don't put pictures of juveniles out there on our social media because, for the obvious reason, they're juveniles.
Right.
So, but I do want to stress to everybody, we have cameras and we are prosecuting those who are causing damage to city property.
Yeah. I'm reminded of my own slightly misspent youth there, and so glad there weren't cameras everywhere for all the silly stuff that we did. Nothing mm-hmm. major, but just, you know, mischief. But $3,000 for doors, that's wow.
Well, they went inside also, and they did a pretty good bit of damage there too.
Okay, that's that's malice there. So
exactly, mm-hmm. and we're seeing more and more littering down there with, you know, beer bottles, beer cans. So we're gonna be up an hour. Our patrol down there.
Okay.
And we're going to be looking in the very near future of having someone down there full time.
Okay. I had someone ask me about vagrancy. They were talking about that we had some vagrants in the area. Do you have any record of that? Or?
Well, we do have a few that, mm-hmm. that are in our area. And
what's the general policy on that?
In terms of just how we deal with them. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they live here just like anyone else. I mean, they can't be sleeping on park benches. They can't sleep on public property. We keep them moving, try to keep them moving, and we identify them. But the main thing is we have resources.
Okay.
We have so many resources, and what we want to do is provide those resources to them. Whether it's the United Methodist Church, they have a great program. The Lutheran Church has a program. And, you know, we've also got connections over in Mobile where we can help people who can't afford housing or
okay.
and all these programs. We all work together. We work really close with all of our churches, and we want to provide them with options other than being homeless. So if we can help them in any way, we help provide them with food, try to get them from, you know, point A to point B, you know, what is it that they need? So that's what we, our goal is not to put people in jail. I mean, if they're committing a crime.
Yeah, that didn't help anybody.
Right. Well, if they're committing a crime, then obviously we're going to put you in jail and we're going to charge you. But, you know, most of these people, they're just moving through.
Yeah. Being a crime is not poor. So let's find a way to help these people and get them what they need.
Right. So that is, and that is our biggest thing, is that we want to help them, you know, better their situation. So that's what we've with our churches, there's a lot out there. Mm-hmm. There really is. And people just don't understand how much there really is. Now, some people don't want that help. They choose their lifestyle, and that's, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do with them other than, you know, as long as they're doing what they're supposed to do and they're not creating, you know, problems for businesses or mm-hmm. for citizens, and they're, you know, doing what they're supposed to do, then, I mean, there's
long
not
as
really.
He ain't bothering nobody, leave them alone.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So.
Okay. I wanted to touch on a program, too, that y'all have. You mentioned a while ago aggravated stalking and of course burglary as well. City has a or your department has a program about cameras and home cameras.
Yes.
And getting them registered, and tell us about that, because
okay.
I talked with somebody about, oh, I don't want them watching my news feed. You
know. No. And I usually do bring that up, so I'm glad that you brought that up. If you go on our website or go under the city website and go under public safety, under the police department, there is a tab there where you can register your camera. That does not give us access to your camera. We just don't have that kind of time. We don't mm-hmm. want to sit and watch your feed. What we want to know is if you live, you know, we may have, let's just say Rock Creek. If
okay.
we have something that happens in Rock Creek, we want to be able to see who has cameras where maybe that crime was committed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can say, oh, well, we can go over to Mr. Jones' house here at, you know, such and such street. Let's get him to look at his camera and see if there's anything that would aid us in solving that crime.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really all that does. It does not give us access. All it does is say, hey, give me your name, your telephone number, and your address. It does not ask you for any kind of live feed information. We don't want that. We just want to know who has them so that you could help us, if you're willing, you know, to help us get information that may help us solve a crime down the road.
Yeah, because even though your property wasn't damaged, you might have an image of a potential burglar or who knows what.
Right.
As I said, when someone broke into my house about 4 years ago, mm-hmm. I did not have a camera at the time. I have since gotten a camera. But I had to go through the neighborhood and see who did. And at the time, your program was just getting started. Mm-hmm. And I don't think not many people knew about it at the time. And so now I, you know, when I run into people and talk to them, I was like, get your camera registered. So
yeah, it's very simple. We just want to know who and what neighborhood, what streets have them so that we can go and just, and mm-hmm. we go to you and ask you for the information. We don't dial in. We don't ask you for any of that kind of information.
Yeah, when that happened, the individual, they talked to a friend of mine that had, one of my neighbors had a camera, and they got their information, and one of the detectives went and mm-hmm. watched the video there. And so, well, like I said, it's not invasive at all.
No,
so,
not at all.
It's just a great way to help help your police and help the community. So.
Absolutely. And everybody is getting cameras these days. Between the Ring doorbell. I mean, I have cameras at my house. And you know, it is a deterrent,
mm-hmm.
and we feel like that is a big reason why our cases have fallen. I mean, we've made so many arrests off of using other people's camera footage. It helps us.
Okay, was there anything else, Chief, that you wanted to?
No, I think we covered everything.
Okay,
so we're good.
All right,
we're just getting geared up for arts and crafts.
Geared up for arts and crafts. So, well, y'all will have, you guys have, of course, security at the event.
Correct.
And you also have security at 2:00 in the morning when nobody's around. You'll still have officers out
yes.
patrolling the area and such.
Yes. We'll be here downtown. Well, everything's shut down. Everything's closed off. We have officers that are patrolling.
Okay. Now, are they going to block off the areas similar to a parade? For a parade, y'all went two blocks out to mm-hmm. Prevent parking and stuff. Are y'all going to do that? Or
actually, it'll be about the same. It will. It'll block, let's see, obviously at Oak Street. It'll start at Oak, and I believe we go to North Summit
okay.
Street right there, and then all the way to, it doesn't go all the way to Morphe, but it's right there at the K-1.
Okay.
At the K-1 Center, and then Bancroft.
Okay.
So okay. That big section there.
All right. And, one other thing. I had one of our listeners, during one of the parades, after the parade,
mm-hmm.
They took a spill, and an older lady fell. And y'all had an officer here within minutes. I mean, he was just, boom, he was here. And he called for an ambulance mm-hmm. because she hit her head, and she was bleeding, and she hurt her knees too. But it took almost 30 minutes for the ambulance, from the time his call went out,
mm-hmm.
until the ambulance arrived. Now, I understand that part of that was traffic, but is there anything that can be done about positioning first responders on this side, on the east west side of events, parades, arts and crafts, etc., or just strategically around?
Yeah, we have. We actually have worked with or working with the ambulance, you know, the med units to strategically place them in areas. And I really do not know what the cause of that delay.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been traffic. It could have been, they're just like everyone else. They're experiencing shortages. So we're just kind of working together to do that the best we can. You know, we also use our fire department. They have medics there as well. So I can't explain why that would have taken 30 minutes other than the traffic.
Okay. And the ambulance service is That's its own entity.
That's
correct. Nothing to do with Fairhope Police Department or the city of Fairhope at all.
That's correct. But we work so close with them, and we're always, you know, we're working trying to solve these types of issues. So we stay in close contact with them, and you know, we work together.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Chief. Is there anything else you wanted to get to? Or I know you're busy.
I think we got more meetings to go to.
So
we're covered. We covered everything, so we're good.
All right. Thank you so much for coming.
No, thank you.
Appreciate
thank
everything
you for having
you all do
having me.
Like I said, for keeping us safe. So.